Great. So we're going to talk about develop a divine appetite. And we're continuing in the series of the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. And we're first going to look at what we've already spoken about. Carlos spoke about blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jan spoke about blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And then Carlos spoke again about blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And have you been blessed by this series? Laat ek in Afrikaans vra, is julle geseën deur hierdie reeks? Die respons is beter. Now, I just want to quickly look at the word blessed. The word blessed in Greek is makarios. Now, Pastor Gerard, who was our pastor here, and then we sent him to Paul, shofar. He, part of his Gmail address is makarios, I think 777@gmail.com. Because every time he sees his email address, he wants to speak blessing over his life. And that is why he's blessed. I believe that. But makarios means the following: supremely blessed, by extension, fortunate, well off, or happy. Some people say it's three times happy. So turn to your neighbor and say three times happy. Okay? Now you must say it Xhosa style. Eat three times happy. Okay? Is that right? What is that new advert where the one lady shouts the whole time the same thing? What is it? It's very funny. Every time I see it, I just look at it and laugh. It's very funny. Okay, in any case, that's besides the point. Afrikaans, what's so beautiful about the Afrikaans word is, especially in Psalm 1, is welgelukzalig. Now, it's basically three words in one that means the same thing. That means happiness. Have you seen it? Wel, geluk, en salig. So it's happy, happy, happy. Okay? That's quite interesting. And then I said there, therefore God wants us to be happy, yet he knows we will not find happiness in seeking it, but in seeking him. And the world and the media tells us the total opposite. Every advert speaks about your happiness and says you must seek happiness and this is how you're going to get it. Okay? But God says you will not find happiness in seeking happiness. You will find it in seeking me and my principles, living according to my principles. Now, Psalm 37 verse 4 says, be happy with the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Entrust your ways to the Lord, trust him, and he will act on your behalf. He will make your righteousness shine like a light, your just cause like the noonday sun. So God says we must be happy with him. Not happy with things, first of all, but happy with him. C.S. Lewis said, comfort, now I put in there in brackets happiness, is the one thing you cannot get by looking for it. If you look for truth, you may find comfort in the end. If you look for comfort, you will not get either comfort or truth, only soft soap and wishful thinking to begin with, and in the end, despair. Have you ever noticed, if you start looking for happiness or looking for comfort, you just want your own comfort or your own happiness, it becomes selfish. And at the end of it, you feel this deep despair. Wie van julle was al daar? Sure. Ek was ook al daar, jy weet. You do the most wild things. You know, you spend a lot of money to make yourself happy. You know, petty, money, all these things. But at the end of the day, it cannot fix the unhappiness inside. It's only God that can satisfy that deep place. And that's why God is saying today to us, doesn't help you look for happiness, look for me first. And that's what we're going to speak about today. Now let's come to our portion today. Matthew 5 verse 6 says, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be unfulfilled, shall be empty, shall be filled. Now it's interesting how God says, if you hunger after righteousness and you thirst after that, a right relationship with me and doing the right things, then you're going to be fulfilled in life. You're not going to be empty. You're not going to have despair. Jy gaan nie leeg voel nie. Jy gaan nie daai gevoel. Wie van julle het al daai gevoel gehad? Sien Marnay is eerlik daar agter. Dankie Marnay. So I believe really God wants to talk to us today. Now the first question is, what is righteousness? Wie van julle het al gekyk na die woord geregtigheid, dan dink julle, sjof, dis 'n gelaaide term. Of is 'n bietjie vaag. Who of you sometimes think, sure, it's quite a vague term. It's very deep. But we're going to look at it and try and see what God wants to tell us. The Greek word there is dikaiosunai. And if there's any Greek professors here, you can crucify me afterwards. It means just the quality of being right with God and man. Now, it's interesting, the old English word for righteous was righteousness, okay? That's the old English, and it meant right wiseness. Now, that word wise was actually meant ways, so it's actually right wiseness. So, righteousness actually means right ways, and ways speak about your lifestyle. So, you have a lifestyle of being right before God and before man. Starting to get a picture. Then, first of all, righteousness is very relational. Many times we take righteousness and we start with doing things that is right. But first of all, righteousness is very relational. What I mean by that is, first of all, you're right with God. There's not an elephant in the room. Who of you have had that elephant in the room experience with God? Maybe it was this morning. You know, you feel like there's something between you and God and you can't connect. I had that feeling this week sometime. The elephant in the room. Who of you have had that feeling with a friend or a family member or an enemy? The elephant in the room. And the problem is, when an elephant does its thing, it stinks. I was once at a zoo in Bloemfontein, and I thought it was a fire hose that was opened. Sure, but it was really, and it was very stinky. So many times there's these things in our relationship or there's things between us and God and it starts to stink. And we know it, but we make as if it's okay. You know, and we start putting up this front as if everything is okay. Ons maak asof alles reg is, maar eintlik weet ons diep binne in ons hart, daar's iets wat nie reg is nie. And that's righteousness. God wants to give us that righteousness. So that we know in our hearts that we are right with God. And we know in our hearts we are right with people. That's very important. The scripture says there, we speak for Christ when we beg you to be at peace with God. Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin so that in Christ we could be right with God. And this is the greatest thing. So Jesus says, or Paul says here about Jesus, that he became our sin so that we can be right with God. Isn't that good news? Galatians 2 verse 19 says, what actually took place is this. I tried keeping rules and working my head off to please God, and it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could be God's man. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. And I am no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not going back on that. It is clear to you that to go back to that old rule-keeping, peer-pleasing religion would be an abandonment of everything personal and free in my relationship with God. I refuse to do that, to repudiate God's grace. If a living relationship with God could come by rule-keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. Now, who of you have felt like this? By keeping the rules, you just can't make the cut. And, you know, you feel this burden is on you and you can't make it. Now, I believe all of us have felt like that. The law cannot make us righteous. And that's the difference between religion and relationship. Okay? So let's say here on my left-hand side is religion and this is relationship. Religion says,